Vav, and we are up to Ayin Hei Mabez on the bottom. We'll start with the Mishnah, but first just a couple of Ha'aris on yesterday's daf. First of all, we discussed on Amud Aleph the sugya of Hayodea Lachashet Kufos Umazalos, that if somebody knows astronomy, maybe it's astrology, different discussions, but the sun and the moon and the stars, the constellations. So one, that is the mitzvah lachashev. We even saw the smag, who holds that it's one of the 613 as related to Kiddush HaChodesh. There's two other sources related to that. And that is, first, the Sfas Emes on the daf says, L'chora dafka imhu panui mi Talmud Torah. De'im leukein Talmud Torah adif. If it's a choice of the astronomy versus learning, says the Sfas Emes, obviously learning comes first. V'chein mashma b'medrash and parshas nitzavim. He quotes the Medrash Rabbah, Lo b'shamayim hi, ein ha-Torah mitzuya b'istrologin she'umanason b'shamayim. Right, lo b'shamayim, just like the Gemara Darshan, is not founded with those Me'ev Layam and Eretz Rechoka and all the other drushes made by the Gemara. So the Medrash says, another lo b'shamayim is not found with those who spend their time focusing on the Shamayim. Lo ayiti mabit ela b'shasha isi pani min haTorah. V'ula yesh, so that's on the one hand. Doesn't sound, I don't think the Rambam would say such a, so the Rambam spent all his time, that was when he wasn't learning? No. It's a value. So then the Sfas Emes says, "V'ulai yesh lomar kivon de mitzvahu tzorach levatel milimudo kamo b'chol ha-mitzvos." But if you use the language of mitzvah, maybe this isn't. Maybe this isn't only when one is batel from Torah, but maybe it's even not. So he goes back and forth. But he's at least brings up the issue of Talmud Torah as related to other sciences in terms of that. The Shmos Yaakov also has a tshuva related to this in Chelek Gimel Siman Chaf. We've quoted this tshuva in the past. It's the tshuva we've quoted by Havdalah. Tshuva is about Echad Shehu Tutin Dehainu Shein Lo Chush Hareach. Somebody does not have the sense of smell. Is he allowed to make Borei Minei B'Samim for the Tzibor at Havdalah? Is he allowed to do this? He goes back and forth the 2 days in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch, about somebody who is a lav, not included in this parsha. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is Misha Eino Meiriach Ve'Eino Mevarech Al Abesamim Ela Im Kein Niskavin LaHosi Bnei Beisal Ketanim LaHosi Mishin Yodei Levarech. Talks about whether the somebody who is not going to be included in the bracha is allowed to make the bracha. So he goes through. I'm not going to go through that sugya again right now with the reasons that the Beis Yosef gives. But at the end of the tshuva, he says, "I think." If you remember this, I think that a person who cannot smell can make the bracha for others. Why? But not for the reasons that you've seen in other svarim. Because I think that even though the doctors say that he can't smell and he doesn't think he can smell, deep down he really can't smell. He doesn't realize it. Really, there's just something in the brain that's not letting him smell, says the Shmos Yaakov. This is 1700s. But really, he can. Elavadai, da shas hachi gamar, filu mi she'en lo chush hareach, yivarech. Kivan, why? And he quotes the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara that says, how do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha on smell? Birchas hareach. The Gemara says, kal ha-neshama tahalalka. Ezu hanoa. What hanoa goes straight to the neshama, to the soul, not eating or drinking, but smell. That goes straight to the neshama. So therefore you see that even though he might not realize it, he is smelling. And then he says, Mikom makom, even though he doesn't have any hanoa shel klum, mikom makom, kivan, she ikar sifrehem. If you look in, go back a line. V'yavsha chakarti etzel eza chachmei rofim, v'yamru she besifrehem sifrei refuos mevuar. And even though I check the medical books, and he says, demi she ein lo chush areach, ein lo hanoa shel klum, he doesn't really have any smell if he is missing that sense, mikom makom, kivan she ikar sifrehem uchmichachmas aristo v'chaverov. Much of their writings are based on Aristotle. In Lismoch al Devarim Ladina. Don't rely on them, Lemaisa. And he goes through a couple of other sources. And he says, the Chadome, Lefisha Rabam Atzmo, Behilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Meyed, Shakolu Misifre Chachme Yavon, Aval Asfar Michachme Yisro, Lohi Giwe Leinu, Avsha Rabam Shagoli Yichikri Lev, Lomdu Kiddush HaChodesh, Vasu Chiburim Alze, Bikomakam Kamak Dolam Shayibis Banenu, Manu, Vlo Limdu Klau, Vishay Valtasa Adif. He continues, he is not a fan. He's not a fan. Again, this is a major topic, but then he quotes our Gemara at the end, and he says, maybe in the earlier generations, but not for us. to study Tkufos and Mazalos. Right, we have a lot more on our plate to be focusing on. Right, Talmud Torah takes more of the time, and therefore, but at the end, he paskins just derech agav that he can. We're machmer lamaisa. If somebody has a totally stuffed nose and they can't smell at all, let somebody else make merbidim sabim that week. If they can't smell, they can't smell. We're machmer against the Shavus Yaakov not to make a bracha for someone if one cannot partake in it, in the get hanah from that bracha. But either way, this is a big sugya in terms of studying other sciences, specifically astronomy and astrology that's discussed here in the Gemara. The Sfas Emes already gets the ball rolling, and then the Shavus Yaakov brings it down, Lamaisa, what his view is. Number one. Number two, other issue I wanted to bring up, the Gemara spoke yesterday about some of the latter malachos on the list. The Gemara spoke about Kosev. Kosev and Soveya. So if one has to write two letters, if one erases the space to write two letters, then he's chayev for mochek. If one writes one big letter, one is not chayev. The question is, how do we know? Let's say the Gemara spoke about writing a picture on a cup. A picture on a cup, a tzart sura bekli. The Gemara says you're chayev for makeh bepadish. You're chayev for the final finishing touches, which Ben Shem will talk about in a minute. But if I draw a picture, so is that kosev or is that soveya? How do you know which is which? When is it writing and when is it coloring? How do you know what the malacha is? Says some are pretty clear. If I like we spoke about yesterday, coloring an item, let's tzviya ba'ochlin. So that's not writing, that's coloring. But how do you know the difference? So the stipler says, in simin mem, v'yesh lo hasbir davar zehetev, v'yesh lomar, d'hachilik shebein kosev l'tzoveyahu. What's the difference? The inyan sviyahu asiyas tikun b'davar hanitzva shemashbicho umiyapeyo bazeh. Tzoveya is when I am doing something for the background. There's an item here, and whatever I'm doing is servicing what is there. I am servicing the background. I have a piece of paper, and I color it red. So I have now made a red paper. I have beautified the background. That's soveya. Whenever I beautify, if I put on, a woman puts on makeup. So she's beautifying her face. Right? So that's soveya. What's kosave? When I use the background to service what I'm doing. If I write a word on a piece of paper, I'm not making the paper more beautiful. I'm using the paper in order to serve as a background for what I'm writing. Because after all, you can't write in the air. It won't be usable. So that's kosev. Kosev is when I use the background for my purposes, not when I service the background. Melach is ksiva hu ifcha. It's the opposite. Shadavar shenechtav alav hu mishamish la haosios. What's written on serves the letters. The ikaro lasias osios miskavein. Ella lefishi efsha lasos osios parchos ba'avir. I can't write letters in the air. Muchrach lasos aldavar mamashi. I have to do it on something tangible. Kadesha yiskaimu. The nimsa shahaniyar mishamish laosios. That's the beautiful difference between kosev and soveya. Am I servicing the background or is the background servicing me? Yeah. So if you're doing something, so again, some are not clear. If you're writing a picture on a cup, writing a picture on anything, so is a picture kosev? So pashas, the picture is kosev, right? You would think like, oh, all pictures are soveya. No, a picture is using the background, not servicing the background, and therefore it would be kosev. Velo kamalaya. Sometimes you can be chayv both. You have to know exactly the case, right? Then he quotes the Rambam, the Chulu. So then he says, "Umeata." Now we have our Gemara from yesterday. If somebody is mitzayer atzura, making a, if I have a mug and I am painting on a mug, so what malacha is that? So yesterday's Gemara spoke about makam apatish. We'll talk about, but let's say if it wasn't makam apatish, it would be tzoveya or kosev. She'im tachlis la kavanaso li yapos dobra makabalas atzura zemi malacha tzoveya. V'stama demil sahatzar tzura bekli hakavana la hashbiach es akli u lasachnu mazeh. Lachain ein kan malach mi inin ksiva. He talks about the drawing pictures more, but it says it depends what your kavana is. Okay, that's the same piece in the stipler about tzviya, when ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, what's the svar, when you're not using it for food, you're using it as an item, but that was all the same piece in Simen Mem in the stipler. Good. Finally, the last point to mention, and then we'll get to the next Mishnah, and that is Makeh B'Patish. Makom HaPadosh. How does one define Makom HaPadosh? It's a very hard malacha to put one's finger on. Right, that's what we've been doing the past couple of days, trying to define malachas. We spoke about Zorah, Bor, and Merakeid. We spoke about Dash a little bit, according to the Rambam, Gidulei Karka. We just spoke about Kosev and Soveya. So what about Makom HaPadosh, the fitting she touches? Ask the Achronim. Right, what did we have yesterday? The line right before the Mishnah. Kol midi de'isbe gemar malacha. Chai mishem Makom HaPadosh. Anything that is gemar malacha. The finishing touches is Makom HaPadosh. Ask the Achronim. So why isn't almost every malacha Makom HaPadosh? If I cook something on Shabbos, I have finished the job of cooking. So I should be chayav for bishul and Makom HaPadosh. If I clean something, I got a stain and I clean it, I'm chayav for malabain, and I should be chayav for finishing the job, Makom HaPadosh. Every malacha should be Makom HaPadosh. So why isn't that the case? Question one. Question two, getting back to the Rashi we had 2 days ago. On Shabbos' daf, if you remember, Rashi had said on 2 days ago's daf, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, right? The Mishnah, the Gemara spoke about, remember the case of making the barrel, making the oven, you're chayav 7 chatos, you're chayav 13. So Rashi had said, but with the barrel, you're not chayav for Makom HaPadosh. Why? On the second wide line, on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, because may Eleha Nigbara Malachto Batanur. Because the last stage finishes by itself. And that's why you're not chayiv. What does that mean? A lot of malachas finish by themselves. Bishul, I put something on the fire, and it finishes by itself. We spoke about yesterday. Tseda, libun, I soak something in water. So what do you mean, may eleha nigra malachto batanur? What exactly does that mean? One other question, and then we'll try to figure out exactly the root. Rashi, back on Daf Ayin Gimel now, on the Mishnah. Rashi, for a number of malachas, explains what the malacha is. On the bottom line of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi quotes, Makom HaPadosh, hu gemar kol malacha, it's the end of the malacha, shekein, uman makeh bekurnes al hasdan, lahachliko begemar malacha. When a craftsman is trying to smooth out his anvil, it's the anvil, the one that you bang with, when he tries to smooth it out, maybe he bangs it against the anvil. I don't remember which is which. I think it's the anvil. Anyway, when he bangs it in order to get it smooth, that's Makom HaPadosh. That's what Rashi says. Here's the Ramban. What are you doing? That's Makom HaPadosh. You're not doing anything. You have a hammer. You're just smoothing it out in order to get it ready to use. That's Makom HaPadosh. It's the Ramban on that mission, on that Rashi. He says, what is Rashi talking about? Says the Ramban. He quotes Rashi, and he says, "Ve'eni yodei tam lazeh she'ein zu gemar malacha elo imun yadav shel uma." That's just practicing. That's just like when you're not doing anything, you're just like choking up on the hammer. Ve'ki agavna lav malachi. That's nothing. Elo, what's Makom HaPadosh? Says the Ramban, "Hainu sheha uman Makom HaPadosh al hakli lahashvos akmi muso." Makom HaPadosh is when you're banging on a cleat to get rid of its sharp edges. That's Makom HaPadosh. So what's Rashi talking about? Just banging the hammer on the, right, to get it smoothed out? Why is that a malacha? So to answer all of these is a beautiful footnote in the Ramban. Rav Hirschler from all the Machon Yerushalayim Svarim, so he has a two-column footnote here in the Ramban, and he brings many rayas to this, where he says, Makom HaPadosh is an act that inherently, what's the definition of the malacha? It's an act that inherently shouldn't be a malacha. Shouldn't be a malacha. What you're doing objectively does not reach the standard of malacha. But because it is a finishing touch to an item, that itself gives it chashivas. If it's inherently a malacha, it's not Makom HaPadosh. That's why Makom HaPadosh can never overlap with another malacha. By definition. Because it can't be a malacha. Right? Smoothing out a couple of edges. Right? That's a malacha. What do you know? You're not doing anything. It's done. It's ready. It's finished. Now you're doing a little extra. What's called finishing touches. Before you do a finishing touch, it's useful. Right? That's bone. But once you finish, and now you're doing some finishing touches, so that's Makom HaPadosh. You have a cup that's beautiful and ready to use. You want to put an extra, engrave something on it? Right? So that's going to be Makom HaPadosh. Well, many examples that he gives. The Meiri later on, in Daf Kuf Dalet. The Meiri says, Ksiva, as we said, requires two letters. If I write one letter to finish a book, write one letter. I'm chayav for what? For, says the Meiri, I am chayav for ksiva, not makom bepatish. Even if I only wrote one letter, why? Because that is a significant act. The book's not finished yet. Until you finish it, even though it's one letter. That's the Meiri. Says v'tirtu. We just read the line. Nimsa shamalacha beguf oso davar kfar nishlama. Alo be'elo lo nishlama sefer. V'habeger adayin. V'kolshu osel litzorich hashlama. Anything you do to complete, eina makom bepatish. Shim lo kein af hamalachos shetchilasan v'sofon bon keechad kigon kitzira v'chayotzi b'zeh haroy l'schaim shemakom bepatish. The Meiri says it explicitly. Every malacha should be makom bepatish. It must be that makom bepatish is defined as something after you basically have finished and you are doing a finishing touch. That is makom bepatish. So suggests Rav Hirschler, maybe that's what Rashi means on makom bekurnes alastan. Right. First of all, that's a lashon of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that we're going to have later on. We don't even pass in that way. But maybe Rashi is just using that as a mashal to tell us that makom bepatish is not a real malacha. It is a real malacha, but it's not objectively a maisa chashuva that would qualify as any other malacha. That's why Rashi uses that as an example of makom bekurnes alastan. It's a hammer. You're just smoothing it out a little extra. And just the last point, just to answer the last question, and maybe that's what Rashi means by me'eleha nigra batanur. Rashi's saying there's still a malacha going on. It's still being cooked. It's still being processed. It's not finished yet. So that's why it can't be makeh bepatish. Again, there's a lot more, but that is, look at his footnote there in the Ramban for makeh bepatish. Okay. So that's malacha number 38. We did 39 already also, hotzah. We discussed at length back in the first parak, which we'll get more to back to now, but Baruch Hashem, as we go through the Masechta, we get to talk about more and more of the malachas. We continue now. V'od klal acher amru. That's all counted for Amud Beis. V'od klal acher amru. So there's another klal, right? We had klal gadol. That was the first mission of the parak. Remember the first daf in the first Amud Aleph in the parak? Why did it say klal gadol? Because there's another klal. Here's the other klal that we're talking about now. V'od klal acher amru. There's another klal. What's the other klal? Kol hakash. Back to hotzah. Hotzah was the last one on the list, and now we are having more to talk about. V'od klal acher amru. Kol hakasher lahatznia. Anything that is a chashiv item that people put away, people are interested in keeping. Umatznian kamohu, and people keep the amount that you have. Vahotzio b'Shabbos, and you carry that out on Shabbos. Chayiv chatas alav. You're chayiv a carbon chatas. We are getting into now that almost every malacha, as we discussed back on the Fayin Gimel, almost every malacha has a shear, has an amount that you have to be involved in order to be chayiv. Hotza'a requires a shear, but as we're about to see over the next number of blot, every item has a different shear. How much chicken soup do you have to carry out? How many flowers do you have to carry out? How many boxes? How many books? What's the shear for straw and dirt and sand and everything has its own shear? That's what we say a general rule before we start getting to the list. So the general rule is if you carry something out that's chashuv and the shear is chashuv, then you're chayav chatos on that. V'kol she'eino kasher la'tznia, but anything that is not significant, most people do not keep that. V'ein matznian kamahu, and the shear is tiny. V'hotzio b'Shabbos, and somebody took that out on Shabbos. Eino chayev ela hamatznio. Only the person who subjectively wants to keep it is going to be chayev. But any other person who would carry that out, it's nothing to him. It's meaningless, and therefore he would not be chayev on Shabbos for that. Good. So the first line of the Mishnah, what is that coming to exclude? Anything that people normally carry out, okay, what do people more normally not care about? So my 2 days. Rav Papa Amar, lafuke damnida. Damnida, people are not interested in keeping. Right, and some of the Mefarshim say, some of the Rishonim say, even if somebody is keeping, let's say, a bdika to show a rav, what about after that? But we don't do that, so it's worthless. Damnida. So therefore, that's what's being excluded. The Tosa Rashi says, what about for Tuma? No, for Tuma, just like Tumas Mace, Hotzas Hamais Ben Abayis, maybe I want to get this out. I want to get this out from the house. That's the question of the Tosfos HaRash. Says the Tosfos HaRash here, Mikol Makom L'Chai Misha Motzi Tuma Mibeiso, Kama Motzi Kezayis Ben Hamais, V'Chadasha Ben Hasheretz, V'Yishlom Adachamayi V'Yorok, Dam Nida Tahora. We're not talking about Tamei Damnida. Oh, Inami, or it's like Reb Shimon who says Malach Shesuich Laguf is Pater anyway. So either way, that's the Tosas Arash. But, you know, it relates to the this idea that the Damnida used to be something that people stayed away from, right? Especially Bizman HaRishonim. It had a certain type of mystical negative power to it. And the Ramban makes this Ha'ara not in Vayikra 2, but the first place he makes it, I think, is in Parshas Vayetze, when Rachel says to her father, "Sorry, Dad, I can't stand up now. Ki derech nashimli." An amazing Ha'ara. This has come up in the past, where the Ramban points out that she says, "Derech nashimli," and Lavan doesn't say a word. Lavan just walks out. He's having a conversation with Rachel. "Where are my idols?" And Rachel says, "Sorry, I wish I could get up off this pillow of the camel, but derech nashimli." The end of conversation, says the Ramban. Ulai amra ki roshev veivrak kvedim alei v'chulu v'anachon beinai ki hayu hanidos b'yemei hakadmonim miruchakos ma'od. Nida bizman hakadmonim, they were, what does the word nida mean? Minuda means pushed aside and left alone. Nida is galmuda, it's alone. So they used to be bizman hakadmonim. When a woman was a nida, she went to a separate tent. She wasn't even in the house. Kain shman me'olam nidas l'richukan. That's the word nida mean. Minuda. Minuda means excommunicated. Ki lo yiskarbo ela adam lo yadabru bo. Ki yadu akadmonim b'chachmasam shehevelon mazik. V'hayu yoshvas badad ba'ohel lo yikanis ba'adam. Nobody used to go there, right? If we think we have to hide the Bizman Hazeh, we always try to hide. When a woman's an Ida, not an Ida. In those days, it didn't happen like that. It was known, right? A woman wore white robes when she was counting Shiva Nakiyim, and then she was in a separate tent. Kamoshe Hiskir Rabbo Seinu Bebraisa Shamasachas Nida. And he quotes a Gemara. Lachain Amra Rachel, Re'uya Hayisi Lakum Mibnei Adoni Lanashek Yadav. I would get up to kiss your hands. Is that Makka, the old Minag. Kissing one's hands. Aval derech nashimli v'lo uchal his karev elecha. Right, I can't. Not that stam. I don't feel good. I can't come because this is what we do. V'gamul alechas ba'ol klal shol tidroch ata afaragloi. I don't want you to have to walk in my footsteps. V'hu hecherish mimena v'lo ana osa. He did not answer her. Ki lo hayu mesaprin imo en klal mebnei shediburat tamei. That's the Ramban. Perek lamed aleph pasuk lamed hey in Parshas Vayetze. So they didn't want the nida or the dam nida in the house. But it's still not a davar chasha that they kept. That's the first day up. Rav Papa. Mar ukva amar lafuke ase asherah. Excluding asherah, an asherah tree. And a tree of an avodah zarah, 2 days. So we'll talk about that more in a minute. Let's just finish. Manda amar dam nida kol sheken ase asherah. According to the one who says dam nida, so surely ase asherah would be something that is not kosher lahatznia. Because what? Why? Because ase asherah rasser bahana. That's avodah zarah. Manda amar ase asherah. But according to the one who says ase asherah is what's being excluded in the Mishnah. Aval dam nida matin leleshunra. But dam nida maybe would not be excluded because sometimes people feed it to their cat. Okay. V'idach, what about the other opinion? Why doesn't he take that into account? Kivan dechalsha, since it causes weakness, lo matznale. So a person does not hold on to it. Causes weakness to who? Who is this talking about? Chalsha. Rashi. Kivan dechalsha, hama'achil, dam ha'adam l'chatul, na'ase chalash oso adam. Some type of dark side force. If somebody feeds human blood to another person or another animal, so the feeder, the ma'achil, is somehow affected. That's how Rov Rishonim understand this. Not that the cat's going to be affected, but that the ma'achil is going to be affected. How the Gemara is understood according to most. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just finish. Amar Reb Yosi, Bar Chanina, Haidalok Reb Shimon. This whole Mishnah that says that there are objective shiurim for everybody, and then only if it's not ra'ui, then other people would be pater. That's against Reb Shimon. Di Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon says later on today's daf, Ha'amar la'amru kol shiur ma'lalo el matzniyehen. Reb Shimon holds that everybody has a specialized shiur, and an ashir will not be chayir for what an ani would be machshiv. So that's Reb Shimon's shita, so our Mishnah is against that shita of Reb Shimon. to Haaretz. Number one, there is an important Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Nida Daf Yud Zayin, where Tosfos quotes our Gemara. Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara there, if you remember, is about what you're supposed to do with your fingernails. The Gemara says, Gimel Dvarim Nemru B'Tzi Parnayim. There are three things said about fingernails. What are it? Sarfan, after I cut my fingernails. Sarfan, chassid. If I burn my fingernails, I'm a very pious person. I'm a chassid. That's the highest level. Kovran, if you bury them, which is good, that gets rid, people don't come near them, but it's not as good as burning them. Tzaddik. Zarkan, Russia. Somebody just throws them and out into the public, Russia. That is the line, and the previous line had spoken about Bebeshi Ishamu Beres Overes Alei, and it's even more dangerous for a pregnant woman, that we spoke about this also. Al Pi Kabbalah, why are fingernails so off-limits, so dangerous? So we spoke that, I think the Zohar, others say that Adam and Chava, before they sinned, they were covered in a type of shield. And it was all the fingernails. It was like a fingernail protection all over them. And after the chait of the Eitz Hadas, so Hashem removed this protective shield, and the only thing we have left from that shield are the fingernails and the toenails. So those fingernails and toenails remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the chait. Because this is what we used to have. So it's a kitrug. And maybe that's why it's even more dangerous for pregnant women, because Chava was the one that gave it to Adam. Right? So that's why fingernails, api kabbalah, are always just, right, burn them. So burning is flushing them down the toilet is the same thing as burning them. So that's what one should do. One should do, because it gets it out of the existence, right? It goes into the ocean, wherever it goes. But that is the halacha. So what does that have to do with us? It says Tosfos there, Sarfan, Chassid, Delekalamecha Shemi Yizgalu. Because if you burn them, nobody's coming in contact with them. Uba Aruch Piresh, and in the Aruch, he says, Shesrefa Siporen Mazekes La'adam. When a person burns the fingernails, it hurts the person. V'chein kol davar habamin ha'adam. So to anything that comes from a person could damage. Kidda'amar besof paraklal gadol, like it says in our Gemara, gabi dam hanida, aydi dechol shalo matzna alashunra. Our Gemara, it makes the receiver weak. Lakachu chassid, that's why he is a chassid if he burns it. Shemachmir lesarfan afal gab demaziklo. Even though when he's involved in it, he's going to be affected. So it sounds like because he's, when you give it to the cat, when you do anything with it, it's going to affect you. So that's why he's called a chassid here, because I'm being osek and burning it, because I don't want you to be affected by it. That's what makes me a chassid, because I'm damaging myself a little bit. I'm putting myself into a risky situation in order to make sure that it doesn't affect you. Anyway, that's the Tosfos, but Tosfos there quotes the two examples in Shas. Let's see if there's any more. Tosfos quotes fingernails and human blood. Those two are dangerous to be involved in. Dangerous to be involved in. I assume that doctors are shluchei mitzvah ein anizokin. Right, if somebody is works for, you know, Mada and helps people give blood, that shluchei mitzvah ein anizokin, that the blood is not does not affect them negatively at all. Okay, there's another point about Asherah. You know what? Let's continue, and then we'll see at the end if we could get in that Meshech Chachma. V'kol she'eino kasher la'atznia, says the Mishnah. Anything that is not kosher, anything that is not kosher la'atznia. Come on, we're up to today's daf. Amar Rav Elazar, ha'delok Rav Shimon Elazar. This statement in the second half is not against Rav Shimon Elazar. D'tanya, klal amar Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar says, kol she'eino kosher la'atznia ve'ein matznia kamohu. Anything that is not usually kept, the item, and the shear is small, v'huchsher la'zev hitznio, and Reuven decided to keep it. Uba acher v'hotziyu, and then Shimon came and took Reuven's item out. Nischayev zeh b'machshava shel zeh. Reuven's machshava is enough for Shimon to be chayev against our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah said einu chayev ela hamatznio, only the one that is involved and was machshavit. But here, the chiddush of the Gemara is that the achshave of one person can work for the other person. Good. So now we start a lengthy discussion. Many Mishnayos that just have lists. Lists of different items and what the shear is of carrying them out. Hamotzi teven kemalopi para. If somebody carries out straw, the shear is enough to feed, to fill the mouth of a cow. Atza is another type of animal fodder, right? It's we'll see exactly in the Gemara what it is. Kemalopi gamal, enough to fill the mouth of a camel, which is bigger. Camel's mouth, we assume, is bigger than a cow's mouth. Amir. Amr is another type of stalk. Kimelo pitzle, to fill the mouth of a sheep. Asavim, the sleep, Rashi says, is nafish mi pigdi. is bigger than a gdi, which we're about to have. Asavim kamalei pigdi, grass, enough to fill the mouth of a gdi. Alei shum v'alei betzalim, leaves of garlic or onions, lachim, moist ones, kegrogaris. That's the size of dried figs. What Rashi says here, lachin, haru'uyin la'adam kegrogaris, dezeshir l'kol ma'achal adam. This is food. Moist leaves, that's food. Food, all foods have the shear of grogaris. Good. Why are the animal foods listed before the people foods? Why is that? So maybe it's alluding, so one of the Achronim say, alluding to the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem, that your animal has to eat before you eat. So that is why the allusion, just a little bit, Rabbi Yudan Asi put the animal fodder before the people. Good. Yeveshim, but if the leaves are dry, kimalo pigdi, like the mouth of a goat, ve'ein mitztarfim zamzam, and all these cannot combine with each other, v'bnei shelo shavu b'shiurein, because they don't have the same shear, so they can't combine. We'll see in the Gemara if that is totally true in terms of never combining. My atza, Amar Rav Yehuda, tevin shel mine kitnis, atza is a type of tevin, straw of a bean plant. Kiyasa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Hamotzi teven kimelo pipara legamal. What if somebody, this case, if somebody takes out teven, the sot which is usually given to a cow, and you take out the amount that would be chayef for a cow, but you take it out to feed a camel, so it's not, it doesn't fill the mouth of a camel. So do you go by the item? And the item is, you know, the item is usually, tevin is for a pipara, and it's, you took out that enough, shibi chayef, or do you go for what you're bringing it out for? It's not going to be enough to fill the mouth of a gamal. So, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayef, Rabbi Shlaka Shamar, Mishum Ben Lakash Amar Pater. So that was the machlokas at night. Ba'urta Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Letzafra, the next morning, Rabbi Yochanan slept on it, and Hadarbei, he retracted his statement. He said, no, I agree that you're Pater also. Because you took it out for a gamal, you go, you go focus on the person's kavanos, and therefore you'd be potter in this case. Amar of Yosef, shaper avid the hadar. I think it's a great idea that he was chozer ba. Why? Talo chazil gamal. Because this isn't enough for what he wanted. He wanted to give this to a gamal, and it's not enough for a gamal. Amar le Abaya, adar Abba. Abaya says back, no. Adar kidimei kara mistavra. I think he was right the night before. I think he should have been chayiv. Taha chazi lapara. Because it is right for a para. Objectively, it's like it's good for a para. So therefore, I don't know why he retracted. So that's a machlokas between Abaya and Rav Yosef. Do you go by which might be a machlokas? We're going to be shlokish at least at Meikara. Do you go by what your kavana was, or do you go by what the objective amount is? The Pnei Yeshua discusses here. What's the nekudas of machlokas? What the machlokas here between Abaya and Rav Yosef? Ulachora yish letamua time of Rav Yosef. Demeikara Maikasava Havade Shaper Kamar Abaya. I don't understand what Rav Yosef says. Good, it's chazi lo chazi legamal. But what do you mean? It's straw. Straw, you go by the size of the mouth of a para. The Efshar says the Pnei Yeshua. The time of Rav Yosef. Nehi de bechal isurin shehein halacha Moshe miSinai. Kigon grogeris ein lachalik b'stam bnei adam laog melacha bashan. By all other shiurim in life. For Kezias, right? Kabetza, all shiurim. You're not machalik between giants and midgets. So what's the difference? Afilo hachi. That's regarding what you eat. But here, it's about what you are feeding an animal. That's why it makes a difference. Lo ochle, you know, ochle behema, salkatai tachter of Yosef lo shayach lo markein. Elo shir hotza aso, talia pekavanaso. Upekia gav nashko chanami, bekame mini yesurim. Da'kolofi mashahu. Adam, Cain near Ali. If something's about you, about human consumption, about my eating in terms of Isurin and mitzvahs, matzah, a kezias for you and a kezias for me, they're not going to be different. That's about human consumption. Chazal objectified the shear. But here we're talking about my feeding my animal. So it might be objective, but it's not so hard, says the Pnei Yeshua, to say that it also goes by what your kavanah is, because it's about your feeding your animal. So, says the Pnei Yeshua, it's not so difficult to understand the shita of Rav Yosef. If you want to look, there's another hesber of the Machlokas in Rav Yosef Engel, in the Asvin Daraisa, the end of Simen Chaf Hei. It's a very long piece. He talks there again about this Machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef. He tries to have a three triple Lishitaso for elsewhere in Shas. Okay, but that is all Rav Dimi. as when it, well, usually when there is a Rav Dimi, we have a Ravin. Elok yasa Ravin Amar Hamotzi Tevin Kamalo Pipara Lagamal Lukuliyam Alabli Dechayiv. When Ravin came, he said, "No, everybody agrees in that case you're going to be Chayiv." Why? Because you carried out an amount. Ki pligi b'motzi atza kimlo pi para lapara. What if you carried out atza, which is usually for a gamal? So you need more, but you carried out enough atza to fill the mouth of a para for a para. So what about that case? Atza is not usually eaten by a cow, except with difficulty. So that's the machlokas. V'ivcha itmar, and the misora that Rabbi quoted was the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, Rish Lakish Amar Chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, Achila Idei Adchak Lo Shma Achila. Rabbi Yochanan says, Achila, with difficulty, Idei Adchak is not called an Achila, even for an animal, and therefore you're Pater. Rish Lakish Amar Chayiv, Achila Idei Adchak Shma Achila. No, it is called an Achila. Remember, this is Achila Idei Adchak. There's even a lesser Achila, which is called Achila Gasa. Achila gasa means I'm not so hungry or I'm not so into it, but I'll eat it, I'll force myself. Achila gasa means I'm full. If I eat another morsel, I'm going to be sick and I might even throw it up. That's achila gasa. That's not called an achila on Shabbos. That's not called an achila in halacha. Like for Yom Kippur, the Gemara says that you're putter. Or for shalashudas, the Mishnah Berurah quotes based on the Shulchan Aruch, chachameinah barosho. You always have to leave room for shalashudas, a little bit. Because if it's an achila gasa, it's not called an achila. So, when it's that, but that's beyond achila idei atzchak. Good. Next, amir kamalo plitzle. Amir, you have to carry out the amount to fill the mouth of a tle of a sheep. Vatanya ke grogeris, but didn't we learn that she was a grogeris? Idividi chashiruhu. It's the same shear. Grogeris is kamalo plitzle. Ali shemali betzalim. Lachim ke grogeris vivation kamalo piyakdi. Vein mistarvim zem zem neish lo shava b'shiurehan. The shiurim do not combine. Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, ein mistarfen lechomer shebohen. They don't combine to be used for stringency. Avo mistarfen lekal shebohen, but they can be used lekal. Meaning what? If you look in the Mishnah, teven requires a smaller shear than atza. Right, teven, all you need is for the mouth of a cow, and atza, you need the mouth of a camel. So teven can be mashlin the shear for atza. Why? Because teven is even more chashuv than atza. Even a smaller amount of teven, you're chayiv for. So in that direction, it can be mitzarif. The other direction, it can't. Right? That's what the Mishnah means. Says the Gemara of Achol Tulo Shavu B'Shiurei and Mi Mitzarfin. One second. Anything that does not have the same shiur cannot be mitzarif with each other. Vatznan. But we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Kalim. Habeged Gimel Al Gimel. Beged, these are all different types of materials. What's the smallest amount of material that is makabel tuma? So Beged is 3x3 tvachim. Vasak dalad al dalad. Vahor heil hei. Mefitz vav al vav. All different types of materials. Vitani alav, and we learned about this. Habeged vasak, hasak vahor, haor va mefitz, mitzarfim zem zem. They can combine with each other, at least in one direction. Vyamar Reb Shimon, matam, why? Why are they able to combine? Because if you would make them all together, if you combine some of these materials and make a pillow or make a rug to sit on, so then it would be makabel tumas moshav. If a zav or a zava sit on it, it would be makabel tuma. So what do you see from that statement of the Braisa? Time of the Ruyin Latame Moshav. The only reason that they're combinable is because you can make them into one item. Aval ein roi l'tamei Moshav, but if they wouldn't be able to mamish be combined, lo, it wouldn't be makabel tuma. Right? So, if these items in our Mishnah, right, the rule is, if they're not, anything that's not shavu b'shiurei, can they be mitzarif? No, they cannot be mitzarif. So how can you suggest that it's mitzarif, even in one direction? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, no. Hachinami chazi l'dugma. Even in our case, they are combinable. What does that mean? When a storekeeper in his store window wants to show all of the grains that he has, he'll throw it all together to show everybody that this is what he has. So even they are, just like in the rug case, they could go together, so too here, and that's why they are combinable. Good. Next Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlim ki grogeris chayiv. If somebody carries out food the size of a grogeris, he's going to be chayiv. Right? And all foods, umitztarfim ze'im ze'. And they will combine with each other, bebnation shavu, b'shiurein. Because all foods have the same shear of grogeris. So all foods, if I carry out a little bit of a banana, and a little bit of this, and a little bit of that, it's all going to be combinable. Even if, as Allah Chashuk Echemet discusses, even if the tastes are somewhat opposite, if you have a sweet taste and a sour taste, all the different types of taste, they can even knock out each other's taste, still, they're all going to be combinable. Chutz, Mikli pasan v'garinein v'oksein v'subinu morsanon. Except for the peels and the seeds and the ukits where it's attached to the tree, v'subinu morsanon, and the coarse bran that is gotten out of them before I partake of it, so that all of those are not edible, that's not called food, and therefore that is not included in the shear. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chutz Miklibi Adashim, except for the peels, the shells of lentils, because those are edible. Shemiz Bashel Shimayin, those are eaten with the lentils, so those would be included in the Ochel. Good. Just an important source, and that is the Rashbam. The Rashbam in Baba Basra on Daf Nun Hey Amid Beis says, why do you require a shear for Melacha Shabbos? Shiurin for Melacha Shabbos. So I would have said, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, that's what the Pnei Yeshua just said that I read before. The last Pnei Yeshua in the Perek says, Shiurin are just like all shiurim are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Kizai is Kabesa V'chulu V'chulu. The Rashbam says, no, Shiurin in Hilcha Shabbos are because of Melechas Machshavas. That's his Chiddush. Nun Hey Amid Beis in Baba Basra. It's the chiddush of the Rashbam that if I don't take out a shear, that's not meleches machsheves. So that is a chiddush of the Rashbam, important source to be aware of. Okay, continuing. Right, this coarse bran that you get removed from the food, that's not mitzarif, that's not called food, but it's not, but we learned in the Mishnah in Chala. Chamesh is Ravam Kemach Va'od Chayavin B'Chala. This is the shear for 5 quarters, meaning one whole and one other quarter, are Chayavin Chala, Hain V'Subun Amursanon. And everything's included in how big the dough is in order to determine whether it has a Chayav of Chala. So, Abaye says, Amar Abaye, Shkin Ani, Ochal Pito, Bisa Belusa. No. Abaye is basically saying, don't compare Hilcha Shabbos to Hilcha Chala. In Ani will eat the Chala, eat the dough, even with this coarse bran in it. So that's why there's a Chiv of Chala on it. But it's not really edible for most people. And therefore, for Hilcha Shabbos, it won't combine with the food. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chutz Miklibi Adashim. Hamas Bashal Ziman. Rabbi Yehuda says, you include the shells of the lentils. Adashim in Poland low. Only lentils and not beans. Vatan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chutz Miklibi Poland Vadashim. Rabbi Yehuda says even Poland. Lokasha habachazdi habatiki. Depends if it's new or old. The new ones, so those, the new beans, so they're edible and they're mitzarif. But old ones would not be. Atiki, my time alo, why not? Nobody wants to use old shells of the beans because it looks like bugs floating in your soup. Right? It'll look gross. So people don't use that to eat with. Good. Hajjan Allah Klagadol. Now we continue with the next list. Hamotzi Yayin, if somebody carries out wine. Kidei Mezigas Akos. Enough wine to put into a cup that you're going to dilute. As we'll see, there's a certain percentage of water. The wine in those days was extremely strong. They diluted it all with water. So however much wine goes into a regular cup in order to be mixed with water, that's the amount of wine that you're going to be chayav for. Chalav kedei gamia, milk, enough to have one nice swallow. Dvash, honey, what type of honey? The Gra says here on the Shos Eliyo, bee honey, dvash dvorim. Dvash tamarim is just like we had before, ochel and mashkin. Right, dvash kedei litin al akasis, enough to put on a wound. Shemen, kedei lasach ever cut, enough oil to smear on a little limb. We'll see which little limb. Mayim, kedei lashuf b'yemetz akilar, water, in order to mix with, to create a salve to put on your eye. V'shar kol ha-mashkin, b'revius. And all other mashkin, all other liquids, the shear is a revius. V'kol ha-shofachet b'revius, and any liquid that you're going to pour out, because it's like garbage, it's not usable, b'revius, we'll have to see in the Gemara. So why is that chashev at all? Rabbi Shimon Omer, kulan bervius. Really, all liquids are revius. Velo namru, all the ones earlier as well. Velo namru, kol shiurin halala el matzniehen. These other shiurim of yayin and chalav and dvash, that's only for the lo matzniehen, only for those who decide to keep this amount. But other than that, Rabbi Shimon says, everything's a revius. Period. Tana, just one or two other sources. There's a Hagos, the first Hagos Ashri in this parak is a crucial source also. The Hagos Ashri says, all of these shiurim and all these frakim is only for the full malacha where you're going to get the onesh. But even less than this is chatzi shir, which is also min haTorah. Why is that so important? Because that's the second Rishon that we've had in this Masechta. Remember, we back on Daf Ayin Dalet. On Sunday's Daf, we discussed Rashi, who explains the Gemara there, where the Gemara says, is it mutter to be borer chatsi shir? Rashi quotes, chatsi shir is also min haTorah, based on the Gemara in Yuma. And he quotes, that applies to Melech HaShabbos. So Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalet, and the Hagos HaShri right here, at the beginning of this parak, both quote the Isra of Chatzis Shir by Melech HaShabbos. And that's against those Dachronim, the Chacham Tzvi and others, who held there's only Chatzis Shir by Yisurei Achila. So there are two Mufurish Rishonim, Rashi and Daf Ayin Dalet, and the Hagos HaShri right here, that say the principle of Chatzis Shir, Aser Min HaTorah, applies to Melech HaShabbos. That's an important source, but it's the Hagos HaShri right here. Good. Two more lines. Tana. Kedei mezigas kos yafe. What, how much wine to carry out? To carry out, to fill, to dilute a kos yafe. What does that mean? Umay kos yafe, kos shabracha. A kos shabracha that you're going to use for a mitzvah. How much is that? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Ravua. Kos shabracha tzarech sheibo rova revius. A kos shabracha has to have at least of wine a quarter of a revius. Kedei sheim zagenu v'yaman al revius. Because then when you add 3/4 water, you're going to end up having a revius. A kos shabracha requires at least a revius, and you have to drink a rov revius. That's what we say by kiddush. To drink a rov revius, but you have to make the kiddush on a revius of wine. We'll stop here. Maybe tomorrow we'll start with a sugi that we discussed in the past, but not recently, and that is, what about making kiddush on schnapps? Right here it talks about revius and rov revius. What about those who want to make kiddush on a shot glass? How are they able to do that if it's not the shear that is required for kiddush? Maybe we'll start with that better tomorrow, and we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here. We're in Parak HaMotzi. And we will continue.